The second line from when the line starts getting wide. Yom Echad have a miflegi bei midrashim. There was a machlekes in the base medrash. Pshat in the Mishnah in Kalim. A sayif, a sword, a sakin and a knife, a pigeon, a dagger, a remach, a spear, a mago yad, a mago kotzer, which is used for tvue. Me'imesai, mekablin tume, mishas, gmar melachta. By the gmar melachim, then it's mekabel tume. Till then it's not mekabel tume. Umeimosai gmar melachtam. When is it gmar melachtam? Is Rabbi Yochanan Omar mishi yitzarfein bekivshon? When they were mitzarfet bekivshon after it went out of the kivshon, so then that is the gmar melachtam. That's what Rabbi Yochanan held. Bishlokish oma mishi tzach tzachon b'mayim. After the tziruf b'kivshon, they used to polish it b'mayim. That is the gmar melachet. Oma le, let us just first say the words, which are very difficult to understand. Lista b'lista yusei yoda. That means, Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish that he knew better because he was a listim, and the Masho explains that a listim, the shine of a sword was mapala pachad on those who the listim went against. So the gmar melache of a sayif in the sakin, that means that's their shleimus. That means not only sufficient that they're sharp and they're dangerous weapons, but the mare also is maisif in the shleimus of this weapon. So that's the gmar melache. So Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lista belista, you say yoda." I cared that the Reish Lakish knew this because of his bekiyas. This was his field in his younger years. So that's why he knows this. Omalei. So far it's not too bad. What the Gemara is saying, so that means Betzim Rabbi Yochanan was made to Reish Lakish. That means this idea that you have is something which I was unaware of, and you were aware of this through your previous years when you were a listim. So you realize this that the tzichtzuach, ha-sayif, and the sakin, that is moisiv in the capabilities of this weapon. It's mapel ha-pachad on the people, so you know better. So it was made to him, but you're right. Amalei, umaya hanisli. Hosom Rebbe Korili, Hochi Rebbe Korili. So now there's tremendous problem. What did Reish Lakish answer him? The H. Yosef says that Rabbi Yochanan did not in any way want to hurt Reish Lakish. And he said to the Bnei Yeshiva Fakert, he told them, Reish Lakish is right, because he's a bigger bucky than I am. Reish Lakish took it as a shtech from Rabbi Yochanan. and that he wanted to tishtachem, to be, which is a nosh dvorim, to be mekanter him. And therefore he had a taina to Rabbi Yochanan. So my Yohannes Li, so that Joseph says, why are you mining me? I know it's dvorim. He said, that what I changed was not for COVID. Before I also had COVID. I was Rosh Halishtim. So I did not change because of the COVID I have now. No, I changed L'shem Shemayim. So there's no reason for you to be Ma'anami. So the Joseph learns, my Yohannes Li is a lotion of Einos Dvorim. I did everything L'shem Shemayim, not L'shem Kovet. Hosam Rebbe Korali, Hoche Rebbe Korali. Some didn't do it for the COVID. I did it mamish l'shem shemayim. So Reish Lakish misunderstood what Rabbi Yochanan had said. But at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan also misunderstood what Reish Lakish said. Rabbi Yochanan understood that Reish Lakish was telling Rabbi Yochanan, my Ahanis Li, what did you do for me? Ahanis, that is a lotion, not why were you ma'anami, no, what were you ma'anami? You never did anything for me. I didn't get anything from your whole, that when you were mekar of mitachas kafas ha'shchina, my Ahanis Li. Before I was a Rebbe, and now I'm a Rebbe. No, the way Rabbi Yochanan understood the Maim of Reish Lakish, Omalei Ainoi Loch, Rak Rabinoch Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, such a statement, Maya, honestly, what I did for you, I was Makavi Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. Cholash Daite de Rabbi Yochanan. So the way Rabbi Yochanan understood what Reish Lakish told him, Siyada Merdeke Chalishas Hadas. The Merdeke Rabbeinu Bechai in Parshas Bolok that says as follows, HaChochem HaSholem Sheyefsheloi b'loi hiro teire afilu rega. Achochem ha-sholem, skisei da dovek en teire, yefsheloi b'loi hiro teire afilu rega. Umiteich shemachlishin daitoi, if you geirem him achalishis hadas, umashavtoi nivseko me'achochem, and because of this chalishis hadas, this machshavet mida, what she was thinking of kiseida, became nifsak, shumechashev batomid. So the one who was goyim him the chalishes adas, hareyu kimekatzeitz benetiyos, v'roi shetochel aklola olo. And the Rabbeinu Bechai says, that's merumes in the posik, v'keya eitzim yisokein bom. V'chayre means ha'odom is eitz ha'sode mizdovik and eitz ha'chayim. And if a person makes a bekiya, a hevdol between these two eitz of yisokim bom, this is a sakon. This is a sakon. A person who brings about, he says, reizik koytes benetiyos, which is a very stark elosh. So because of this misunderstanding that Reish Lakish had of what Rabbi Yochanan was telling him, and Rabbi Yochanan had from that what Reish Lakish was telling him, so this brought about a chalishas hadas to Rabbi Yochanan. And if this brought about a chalishas hadas to Rabbi Yochanan, cholash Reish Lakish. So Reish Lakish got sick. he was through this statement, he was mesavev a chalishus adas to Rabbi Yochanan, and he got sick. Asoi achte, his sister, the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, who was the wife of Reish Lakish, kabochi amro lei asei bishvil beni. You should do this bishvil bonai. That means if he's going to die, so what's going to be with the children? Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan said, he said a posik, ozvo yisoymecho ani achai. For yisoymen, the Rabbeinu Shlom will be metapo with the yisoymen. Now let us just see for 1 minute. Rashi, Lista bil Lista Yusa Yoda Lafisha Yisa Lista Mata Boki Bais and Kliumnes Lista Yis Yua Boki. Rabbi Korili, and he told them Mayahanesli, that the way they chose it, was telling him that Fakert, I didn't do it. L'shem kovid, he only did it l'shem shemaim, so why are you ma'anami? So, before Rabbi Koli Rabban Shalish, then v'roish lehena yisi. Asoi achtei de Rabbi Yochanan, ishtei de Reish Lakish, v'kabochi kamei de Rabbi Yochanan lehispalol al bailo. Now, I just want to mention one nekuda. The matzav of Chalishas Hadas that Reish Lakish was Goyrim, and we mentioned the Rabbeinu Bechai, which caused a terrible thing, Mekatzes Benetiyas. I mean, that's Lamaisa what happened. It was a misunderstanding. Aber Lamaisa, this is what happened. The burim of Reish Lakish, even though he meant something else, but was what about Abikei Eitzim Yisokim Bom? What about a sakone to Reish Lakish? That's a metzias. He was going mechalisha sadal. There was a hefsik in the dveikis and teira that Rabbi Yochanan had, and this brought about a sakonim to Reish Lakish. In order for this to become bottle, it wasn't, so he had to be mispalo. Mekabochi kamei de Rabbi Yochanan, she cried lehispalo la baila. Now he's in a shreklich hamatzev. He needed the tefillah of Rabbi Yochanan, and he should be mispalul. I once asked, Rashi says in Parshas Bishalach, that by Miriam it says, Achais Arein. Pasuk calls Miriam Achais Arin. So Rashi says that Arin was Maisa Nefesh on her. So Mela, that's why she's called Achais Arin. So I once asked, where do we find a Mesiris Nefesh? Arin was Maisa Nefesh on her. He asked Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mespalo for her. Kelna. And Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispalo. That was, where do we see a Mesiris Nefesh? So I once asked this, I was once in Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Bishalach, I asked the Shaila, Hagoyin, Abdovet Salabaych, where's the Mesiris Nefesh? I was Mesiris Nefesh. So he said then, You don't understand what Kveda Torah is. He says, once a bell was talking and all of a sudden he started trembling. Not trembling. I would say trembling because Tzor Rav Chaim was coming. The Rebbe was coming. The Yiras HaRemes he had for his Rebbe. He says, you have to understand, Miriam spoke Loshen Hore, can I get Rabban Shal Yisro, can I get Moshe Rabbeinu? And Aaron was also, as they called Mishtatev, they both spoke. Kineged Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, do you know what this is? To ask Moshe Rabbeinu to be mispallel for her. He says it was a pachad neure. It was mesiras nefesh. A kaponim to go to Moshe Rabbeinu is to be mispallel. About kaponim, here she was crying that she, Lamaisa Rishlokish had said something which was goyim achalishas adas. And she said, he should be mispallel for her. And Rabbi Yochanan, realizing what the Divrei Rish Lakish was goyrim, cholesh taitai, he was kaitetz benetiyas, he felt he couldn't be mispallel for him. I mean, he did such a thing, and this is an einish, not he was manish. This was an einish min hashemayim, because of what Rish Lakish had said. So he said, I can't help you. So what's going to be with the Yisayimim? So what the Yisayimim say, so told our Pasek in Yirmiyah, Ozve Yisayim Echo, and the Yachaye. And then she said, I say Bishvil Al-Menusi, but I'll become an Almone, Omaloh. So he finished the posik va'amenoisecha alai tiftochu. I mean, these matzovim, that he should be mispalo, he didn't feel bekoyach to be mispalo. There'll be yisaimim, there'll be amonis. I mean, and that's the same as then after Rabbeinu Shalaylam. About this avla which had been done, this bekeya itzim yisokim, but he didn't feel that he was apt to be misfollowed, to be matzal Rish Lakish. Noch nafshei the Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Then Rav Shimon ben Lakish was nifta. Rav Kometz Taya Rav Yechnen Bas Rei Tuvi. He had a miradike tzar. Mitztaya, Sarashi says, Mischaret al Shehi Misoi, Shlehoye Moitzi Talmud Vosik Kamoisoi. So that means he realized what he had lost through the Ptira of Reish Lakish. That means it was so. Perhaps the Tfilah, if he would have been mispallel, it's not only for Reish Lakish, it's he lost now. Good, then there was a Chalishas Hadas, but now he's lost, he doesn't have Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbonan man leza liyasve ledaite. So who can come be miyashim the das of Rabbi Yochanan? Meizel Rabbeloza ben Ptos to mechadidin shmaitzei. Abelazman Pibdos, so he was Mechadid in Shmaitze, he had a tremendous clarity in all the Shmuis, all the Baraises. Ozel Yosef Kamei, Kalmil Seda, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Lei, Tanya de Messiah, he brought a raya. Omar Art Kebar Lekisha, you're similar to Reish Lakish, you're a replacement for Reish Lakish, Bar Lakish, ki hava amina milse, habimakshali, when I said something, habimakshali esrin ba'arba kushiyoso, he asked me 24 kashas. Kmer de Kekashis. From Mafrik Nole, Esrim Babo, Peruki, and these Kashis, I had to say 24 Terutzim. But Memele Rav Cheshmaite, and there was such Murdike Klorkeit after we came to the Oimek Advorim. I saw one of the Mephoshim say, Mitamida Yosa Mikulam, so others say Pshat, that the Rebbe, when he says something, he doesn't, the Oimek Advorim, he doesn't understand. He says it, but he doesn't understand. When the Talmidim ask Kashas to the Rebbe and he has to answer, then he understands the Oimek Advorim. Rav Cheshmaite, then he understood the Oimek Advorim. That's what I heard. At Amre Tanya, the Messiah, Loch, you're just telling me that what I said is good. Otola Yedana, the Shape Kamine. Aveko Ozel, Veko Ramone, Veko Bochi. So the Marsha says, Amor de Kipshat. The Marsha says, why was Koramone? Was Koramone al Traboy? He then realized how much he had gotten from Reish Lakish. So it was Koramone al Rabbi, it was Rabbi that was Nifter. How much he, Tamid Yosem Mikulam, what he got from him. Kabochi va'oma heichat va'alekisha heichat va'alekisha va'avakotzovach adeshavtai tevinei. Achmon and Etzlon. So, Nishav daitai nekra mimenu daitai v'nishtati. Couldn't be sable. This matzev. Samur dikizach, others say that, Rabbi Yechon was the one that was Menachem Oval. He lost all his children and used to be Menachem Oval. This he could be disciple. But what he lost with the Ptir of Reish Lakish, actually, Moitzi, Talmud, Vosi, Kamoisei, that he couldn't be disciple. Boy, Rabbonin, Rachme, Alei, Benoch, Nafshei. Now let us see Taisvis. Ihodras Boch. So, Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Yehodros Boch, if you'll return, Mikan Omer Rabbeinu Tam, the Reish Lakish, Bitchila Yoda Harbe. He knew a lot, he was a tremendous Talmud Chochem before. El Shaporak, Il Toire, Benasa Amoritz, Ba'osik Belistiyais. Midekama I hodres boch mashmalia is kebatchile. You should be the way you were before you were a tremendous Talmud Chochem. Vele sifreik el teure meyalecha. Bekama nami maya hanesli, and that's gufe pshat na gemore. Osam korin li rebi, kloimim bikore nami ave korin li rebi, o sheshachachti, Sheshachachti. The Marsha says, that according to Tosfos, Pshat in the Gemara is a little different. Rabbi Yochanan said pshat, that what Reish Lakish knew, that it's Ichtzuach, Saif and Vasakin, that the Gemar Malachi, he knew this from his when he was a listim, so there he knew it from that. And Reish Lakish told him, Maya Hanesli, why are you moided to me? That you're right, because you know better, because you were a listim. The Aine came. Ki kvar hosom Rebbe Korili, when I was then a listim, they called me a Rebbe because I was then a Talmud Chochem also. Viniskarti ato sha'oz koidim shenaseisi listim, גם כן למדתי כן שצחצוח וגמר מלאך מלאכתם. So you might tell me that Mr. Bichet, well, he knows better because he was a listener before, so he has more ideas. He says, you might tell me because my ideas stem from listeners. I knew this, als Talmud Chochem, I knew Pshat in this Mishnah. Mikore Rebbe Korilin, that's how he says, that's how Tosfos and the stood Pshat in the Gemara, that was the Taina. That means, don't be miyachas my idea to listias. My idea is because I remember pshat in that Mishnah. As I mix up pshat in the Mishnah. Masha pesh pekuntas, Rabbi hain ram shalista nene nire. I don't like that pshat. Aval gav, tashkim sechas abedizor, my time bekorloch, Rabbi ram shaltarsi mani. But that's not pshat over here. Behind the ruin of Perkol Kisvi, Omale Rishlokish, Rabbiuda Nasir Kachme Koblani Mea Voisei, Vomrlo Mea Besech, Kolir Shembotinakish of Beschabon. So Vaistois, he had a Kabbalah Mea Voisei, Mea Besech, Mashpshekoinim Shalim Doi Rabbi Yechanan, Lomad Mea Cherem. He had Rosbach, so he told Rish. Rabbi Yechanan told Rishlokish, if Hadras Poch, I'll give you my sister. The Kaman Muchach, the Nosva, the Kama Osi Achti, the Kabochi Kamei. Beloichosh, Lashem, a Yom, a Bishvil, Zulchos, a Zeke, the Chayish, the Kamon, he wasn't Chayish for this. Asakim, a Pig, you may say, me Kablin, to make sure Rabbeinu Tam. The same sech is kelim perik yudalot, hasayif, hasakin meimis and mekabalin tume, hasayif mishi yushufenu, hasakin mishi yashchi zeno. A different zman, not tziruf bekipshon, not when they polish it, it's when they sand it, they sharpen it. Behind the like Rabbi Yochanan, the like Rish Lakish. This is Rabbi Natan's Kashi, Shet Kor Ananda Rishir. Venira Dahim as Nisin, that Mishnah is speaking about something else. Not that when does it become a Kaili in the beginning. No, it means it was once a Kaili. In Shehelu Chaluta, then it became rusty. Obala Saknam, now he wants to be Misakin, the Sayyid. Sanya betesefta, sayy besakin, shalu chalude, tohirin. That means now loses its shimush, so it becomes a iskeli. Shafen, vehish chizan, mikablin tumme. And now be mikabal tumme, because it was misakin. Ava mitrilosin, have a gmar di tuke de mafarish bishmaitin. When it first is mikabal tumme, that's what Asug is speaking about. The Nire, now the lotion of the Baraisa, it seems it's going on both. It's going on Sayyif Isakin, if Shofon, or Hishchizon, that means one of the two, either Shofon Laboth or Hishchizon Laboth. The Nire, the Shofon Koya Sayyif, Hishchizon Koya Sakin. Af agav diktoni loshen rabbi, mavahashte, teisefte, kemoya mishne. The teisefte is like the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, hasayif mishi yishufenu, vasakim mishi yashchizenu. Vaisteis is a different procedure by each one. So memele, so that's how the teisefte also. Even though it says a loshen rabbi, but the Shofan goes on Sayyif, and this goes on, Ashchoza goes on Sayyif. So the Gemara weiter, Afilo hochi, Leisomach, Abeloza, Rabbi Shimon Adaite, Kabul Alei Yisur. So Rashi says, Afilo hochi, ואומר רבי לוזה ברב שמעון לאל, ספקי שלכם כך, איזה בדוי שלכם הלחץ כמה וכמה. לסומך דייתי ההוכי, סממילא, he saw that he was right by the Koivis, so he zicha was right by all the ganovim that he chapt. But lesomach daite hochim b'lavakish rachmem tfile u'mechile b'yisurim. Shemachoto be'echad min ha-tzadikim. So vayis tachoyis, l'maposhim ha-medayik, that and the Koivis was not suffering in his mind, but maybe right, those the listim which he had, maybe one was a tzaddik and somehow he made a tois. Mechila bi yisurim. Samayadike gemara. And the gemara says in Masechtas Tainis of Chaf Aleph. Nochem Ishkamzu, there was a maise which he was not, and only came to him, and it seemed he asked him to eat, and by the time he untied the package of food which was on the chamoyer, only died, it seems there was, he felt he was misavev his misi, he should have perhaps instead of untying the packages, he should have torn the rope. Kaponim, he had a tviyat himself, and because of the heder zrizus that he was in Mekayim, he was mevakish yisurim on himself, that he should be blind, and shouldn't have hands and feet, and there should be, his guf should be mala shchin. And he told his Talmidim that he told them, Ilonu, that we see you in such a matzav of such yisurim, and he said, Oili imloi ve'isuni kach. That means these yisurim that he was mevakish on himself, these yisurim were a revach, that he would not be nenesh in Olam Habo, doinesh in Olam Habo is much, the didakadin is much greater, and some emele, oili im loiri yisuni kach, that he was zoiche to be nisyasa bo'ilam hazeh. We see the same thing over here, Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, he, because of a suffix, maybe Shema Chota Be'echa Min HaTzadikim, so on this Safek Chet, he was Mekabel Yisurim on himself, on this world, and he should be Zeicha to Mechila to these Yisurim. So the Gemara explains the Yisurim, Be'ute Habamaychi Lei Shitin Namti. In, at night, they put underneath him 60 sheets of felt. They folded underneath him because he had a shchin that was oozing blood and pus. So there were 60 sheets of felt underneath him to absorb the blood and pus that came out of him. L'tzafre, in the morning, these shitim namti was not enough to absorb all the blood and pus. Nogdi mituse shitim mishikli doma v'keve. That means there were 60 basins that were full of blood and pus that came out after that means they were unable to absorb it, and this ran out, and they filled it with 60 basins that were full of blood and pus. The Marsha says the shishim is perhaps lav davke, but al kaponim u'shrek l'chi yisurim. L'mocha ovdalei devisu shitim minei lapto, she made him 60 types of macholim from ta'inim, v'ochelu ubori, and this helped him, and by day he didn't, and he had koiches, brought back koiches to him, since he was sheklech shvach, from the yisurim he had at night. That means she realized he was very weak, and perhaps the pressure in the base medrash will be too much for him. So she told him he should remain home. She didn't let him go to the base medrash. Bu'uta omalu achai v'reyai boyu. That means at night he said these were his yesurim, achai v'reyai. He realized the toive he got from these yesurim, achai v'reyai. V'tzaf omalu zilu mibnei bitul toire. Should leave mibnei bitul toire. The Maposhim say in that night there's no chiv of limud ha-Torah, but why says he was shaykul, and it's kedai to have these yisurim on this world, to be geirim some bitul Torah at night. But one by day he was able to learn. Yayim echad shama deviso, his wife heard, she became aware that these yisurim, he was mekabel on himself. Amrolei, ad kamaisis luhu ilaveich, you brought these yesurim on yourself, ki lisa momen shel beis abo, that means the cost of the sheets, there wasn't disposable sheets, there was a cost with these, all these begodim that got ruined, and the food that was necessary each day, cost a hein rab. And this was from, that was from the Nadan Bastama, from Beis Abba, Kelisa Momin Shal Beis Abba. She got very hurt. That means all this that she brought me Beis Abba, he is Midaito, he's bringing on himself Yisurim in the, on the places of Beis Abba. Ozla lebeis nosha. So she went, Imrida, so she left him, and she went to her parents' house. Sliku ba'osi, so now he's really in hot water, he has no one to be metapol with him. So there was a ashkoch al yene, sliku ba'osu hanach, shitin sfunoi, ailu le shitin, Abdi kinikiti shitin aniki va'ovdele shitin mini lafta va'ochaluhu. Now let us see Rashi exactly what happened. Zakt Rashi ba'ulta ha'vamaychen le shitin amti be'erev ha'yekap mekaplin tachto b'mishkova yisamech lebadin shekarim palshita felt mishichli kiminarei v'stanish mishtamshe memayin v'shoifchen Nogdi mitusa, and it oozed out of him, shitin mishichli doma bekeva moishchen mitachtov shishim arevis malayiz dam ukeiv. What keiv? Dam loki shehilbim shezovo mimenu mishchin shebo olof. This was oozing out of him from the shchin. Mine lapto mine macho shoisim mitainim. Omalula machaibov, bitoterisha esik, begirsosoi, tomid beveisoi. He was esik, tomid beveisoi. By day. At maisis lu alecha, at mevian elecha, kalisa momin bemachla rikoma begodim. Sefinoi yerde haniyom baanias, ailele shitin avdi. How did this come about? There was a wave who wanted to drown the ship. L'davayne, I don't understand how this works. V'ispalulu l'inotzoi b'schusoi shal Rabbelozer. Tamer de kezach, v'ene sakone. And they say, in the schus of Rabbelozer, we should be nitzol. And it works. Nitzayle b'schusoi. Like this. We know there's such a thing as schus oveis. What? Schus oveis is pshat is because we're told this of the oveis. About that, what the... My good Rabbi Lezab Rabbi Shimon was a big tzaddik, but so we should be nitzel b'schusai. Sh'ole mine yom sh'olcho lo'i doiren. There was a chorus atoy, but it's a more the kezach. That there's such a musig of a tefillah that we don't have schusim, but the schus of Rabbi Lezab Rabbi Shimon should be megin on us. A more the kezach. Taisva says, Shitin Safni Meporish Pemedrish Shamadlem Nachshul Shebiyom Letovom V'nodru Loi V'shoket HaRuach. So here it seems a little different. That it could be that they made a nether to give to Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. But that's good. V'shokat HaRuach, that's good. I mean, he was in the matzav of Yisurim. But here, v'notzol b'schusoi shal Rabbi Elazar. We should be nitzel in his schus. I don't know, there's a Teres Chaim, Sechtes Chulin, that says that the Oilam, the Bein Shalom Anta Rebbe, Beired Oilam, B'midas Adin, B'ro Hashem Loikim, B'shitivim B'midas Arachmen. So the Teres Chaim says that the Shitov is that half of the Oilam is b'midas hadin, and half of the oilam is b'midas harachmim. That's what the Teres Chaim says. And the tzaddikim are nilke b'avayin hadoyer, and the midas hadin is on them. So I don't know if that would be a little better. V'spalli notzol b'schusoi sh'rabolozom nitzuli b'schusoi, that... I don't know, Claudius, that the Yisurim was able, or it doesn't seem like that. Mamish is chus. Yom echad omro lo lebrato, so b'kitza, he was taking care of, there was Ashkoche Protis, he was taking care of. Yom echad omro lo lebrato, so his wife told the daughter, Zilu Boki Babuch Maika Obit Haidne. What's doing with him now? She left him. Osia Omala Zili Omri Limoch. Tell your mother Shalona Godl Mishalo. Korea Nafsha Hoiso Koniye Soicha Mimelcha Ktobi Lachmo. So Omrul Otsi Rashi, Omrul O Ishtoi Lebrato, Boki Bobuch, Botki Bobuch, Mahu Oisa, what is he doing? Boki Loshen Bekiyas, V'yediye. Omrul Abulazo Labite, Zile Imri, Shalonu, Oisha Godu, Mishalo, our Oisha is bigger than her Oisha. Hoisa Koniye Soicha, Ala Teire Nema. Others say, Pshat Oysa can Yisoich ala Teire Nema, because really this is an Eishes Chayil. So you shouldn't say, Pshat, it's going on the wife, because the wife left him. So Rashi's saying, but Oysa can it's going on the Teire, there's another Pshat, Eishes Chayil. The Goyin says, Pshat, Chayil is Gematria Memches, this is an Isha, that's Nikta B'Memches Dvorim. So it's going on the Teire, so... So he said, "Can he say, 'Mimelchak tovi lachma'?" That means the schus ha'teire was mesabim that mimelcha tovi lachmo. Ochel v'shosi yoborik, so he got better. Nofik lebei medroshe. He went out, the wife didn't hold him back, so he went to the base medrash. Aiso lekame shitin minei domo. They brought him 60 maris of dam. Harinu, he said, all these maris are toil. Ava kamaranini rabona, mamish like, as a break kite, he was matar, all the maris, omri, salke, daitach, lesbu, chat, sofik, everything is mutter, like he was matar, everything. Oma lohu, in kemoisihu, ye kulam schorim. Im lav teine keva achas beineim. Other say pshat, Beit Yosef brings a medrash b'schus that noshim ha-shoymer l'dinei nide de zoiche l'bonim. So Memele said, fakad, you'll see. That means, I said, all this is dam toya. So Memele, they'll all have bonim. if I was wrong, if there was a suffix, so then there wouldn't be all scholim. Bimlav teine keva achas beinem. Oh, you call them scholim. Asikulahu alosa al shmei. So all these bonim who were born, so they all called the children and they called them alosa. What does Rashi say? Oborim in ischazek nofel ben medrosh ois hayom shlei kaftoi ishtoi. Shitim in edom asher olay hanoshim lirais im dam nidohu, im dam toyer. The kaimlo benida chamisha domim hain tmeim bisha. Bisha maris domim toyer. Tarinu lizokek lebaleyem beloy tvilem. Yekulam schorim isabu kulam halaylo zechorim. Om Tanya, Omar Rebbe, Kame, Pirya, Reviya, Bitlo, Risha, Zu, Me, Yisrael. So Rashi says, Risha, Zu, Malchus, Risha, Sheminasu, Teufis, Kanovim, Leibo, Lebeis, Hamedrish, Tomim, Laharis, Leihanoshim, Esdomom. So that means, so Rabbeinu HaKodesh said, what this Malchus Arisha did, they tore him away from the base medrash. She became a Teifis Ganovim. So how much Piri Verivya, if he would have been in the base medrash, how much Piri Verivya could have come about? Because he wasn't there, so they were Machma Misafik. So it was a bitle Piri Verivya. So Arisha Zu is going on the Malchus. Lishna chine, alishtoi shi kaftoi milovi lebeis hametrish shonim rabbis. It's going on his wife. So the goyin is moichit this, and they all bring a raya. Who said this? Rebbe. Rebbe said this. Later the Gemara says that after when Blessed Rav Shimon was Nifta, he sent her, she wanted to marry him. So if he wanted her for a wife, so he wouldn't call her Arisha. So that's why the going is Moichik this. Others say that Pshat and Rashi is as follows. That the Gemara says in Baba Basra, we find later by the Maaser of Shimon ben Yochai, a person shouldn't say things. The government might hear about it. It was all Maaser with Rav Shimon ben Yochai, the Maaser happened because the government heard about what he said about the government. No, we come to Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon, Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbeinu said, Kama Tanya, Oma, Rabbi. He said, Kama Risha Zu. So there's a lishna chine. That means if there ever come, he said a very loshin sosum. If
the lover come and ask him, the Rish is, oh, he's going to have the wife. It doesn't mean the government. He means the wife. There's another mashmois in the Lashon. So that is why he said it. He didn't mean it, but Al Kaponim, he said a Lashon that if he'll ever be questioned by the government, he'll know what to say. Bekitza. Zakta Gemara Vaita. Kav Konecha Nafshe. When he was about to be Nifta, Amalele Dvisu, he told his wife, Yodana b'darabonon d'resichi alai. I know the Rabbonon have tainis on me. The reason the mayor took a Rashi, al shel nirkochim ganovim al yodi, v'hoyu lehem krevim. Some of the ganovim were relatives to the Rabbonon in Beis Medrash, so they are tainis on me. So b'kitzer, Blimaaski be Shapir. And he'll be in the spouse and I was Nifta. Wouldn't be a covet that there should be a kvura through the Rabbonim because it would not be a covet, wouldn't be a covet of Torah for me because they have kindness on me. Marsha says, "Is muta loholin meisay b'nei akoved." So my mele, it's no inyan to be mekaver because the kvura would not bring a covet. Merdeka Marsha, the Marsha says that the Gemara says in Sanhedrin the two reasons for kvura: one is als bezoyin ameis, and one is als kaporas ameis. So he says, Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon didn't need both. For Kapore, he was Makabal Yisurim Bechayev. He didn't need a Kapore. For Bezoyin, we had before, he saw that Telas, Riman Telas would not be Shoilet Pipsore, his boss would not be Nisra. So there's no Bezoyin, there's no Indian of Kapore. So my male, there's no need in Vakel, as Kvoidai, it won't be Kvoidai if they'll make the Kvore. So Mamela Oignin Balisoi. So put me up in the attic. Don't be afraid. I mean they'll have a mace there and the mace will get rotten. Don't worry. Amar Shmuba Nachmeini Shtoili Ime the Rabbi Yonasan, the mother of Rabbi Yonasan the Shtoila the Viso the Rabbeloza Barab Shimon. Lei poches mitam nei sorry lei tvei me eschen de train shnin u gnise belise. He was there in the attic not less than 18 years and not more than 22 years. This period of time he was there. Ki have selikne, she used to go up to the attic. My nono lei bemazaye, she used to look at his hair. That means he was laying, he was gunned. And for cat, perhaps she used to stroke his hair. Ben Yehuda says that she was metapo with him. She used to make shitim in ilapta. So it was a schus that upon him. She used to go up and to stroke his hair. Ki ava mishtamto benisa minehav osi doma. If a hair came out, so blood would also come out. That means a matzav of a real mace he didn't have. Yom echad chazoi richesha de konofik mu'une. She saw a worm coming out of his ears. Cholish taitoi, so she had chalishas hadas. She had chalishas hadas that maybe he's going to start to disintegrate and teiloim are going to be shoilet on him. Is Chazi Liebe Chelme, Chola, she's telling this. This is what she told over the mother of Rabbi Yonis. Chola, that I had Chalisha Sadas. Is Chazi Liebe Chelme, he came to her and I called him. Oma Li, Lemidihu, don't worry, I'm not disintegrating. The Riemann say they will not be Shailet over me. No, Yoim Echad has one day I heard They were misalzel, Talmud Chochem, Le Machoi Kiddeboili. And I wasn't moichet the way I should have been moichet. Others say this day that it happened, that either that Silabana was Nifter, or was the Yahrzeit, some Amelis, so was Nisera Akitrik. So one Telas came out of his ear, he heard a zilzel of a Talmud Chochem, and he wasn't moichet. Kavaosi betrei ledine, when two people wanted to come to the entire Avakaim above, they stood by the door. Oma Mar Milsei, one of them said, his tainis, Oma Milsei, nofikole mi Elisa, Oma, ishpleini ata chayev, ishpleini ata zakoi. So a psakil came out. The Mephoshim explained, it's very interesting, that when she saw Telas, he didn't tell her that he came in the Cholam to tell her, nothing to worry about. Why didn't he tell her? A mace doesn't talk, you don't have direct conversations with a mace. So Kaponim, das nicht. Well, Kaponim, but like this indirect, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, also a girl came out from a keva. Here it seems a girl came out from. Others want to say that really it wasn't a girl, the Bali Dvorm alone understood what the right thing is. Well, Kaponim, that was the matzev for between 18 and 22 years.